Exclusive, Kimberly Guilfoyle, California Can Be the Red Wall in 2018. By Joel B. Polak on October 16, 2018. Santa Monica, California, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Vice Chair of America First Action and a popular former Fox News contributor, told Breitbart News in Beverly Hills on Monday night that California can be the Republican red wall to stop the Democrats' so-called blue wave in the November midterm elections. America First Action is a super PAC devoted to the re-election of President Donald Trump and to supporting candidates who are aligned with his policy priorities. Guilfoyle was visiting Republican campaigns in crucial races in California and appeared with Donald Trump Jr. at an annual dinner for the California wing of the Republican Jewish Coalition, where she delivered the keynote address. Breitbart News spoke with her backstage. "I'm very optimistic about the role of California," Guilfoyle, a California native, told Breitbart News. "I was born and raised in this state. There's a healthy love of capitalism and opportunity for free markets in this state, and it can transcend the social strife and political issues here. The people here have been, politically, suppressed in so many ways, and oppressed by political ideology, and I would love to see them overcome that." Republicans are defending 7 seats in California that Democrats have targeted in districts that voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 but also re-elected their Republican representatives to the House. Guilfoyle recounted a recent stop in Newport Beach to aid the re-election effort of Representative Dana Rohrabacher, RCA, who is neck and neck with his Democratic opponent in the 48th Congressional District. "I said to them that all votes matter. Republican voters may be under the impression that their votes don't count in California, but their voices do matter. Get out there." She added that she had seen lots of strong, robust support for what the president is doing on her California visit. Donald Trump Jr. observed of Guilfoyle's role on the campaign trail, "Kimberly has a phenomenal way of connecting with the base. She's been a supporter of my father from the very start and is an incredible asset for the conservative movement. Simply put, she's pure MAGA." Guilfoyle, recalling her travels through California, described feeling a revival of the glory days of the Ronald Reagan era throughout the country. "We're feeling that again, a middle American economic renaissance. Now," she said, "the challenge was translating that success into political victory. We each have to inform and mobilize and tag 5 friends who will do the same," she said. She said that voters were enthusiastic in Rohrabacher's district and elsewhere, all in to make sure they can win, and encouraged voters elsewhere not to sit out the 2018 midterms. "Donald J. Trump is on the ballot," she stressed. "The Democrats want to reverse all of Trump's accomplishments in a short period of time. But we've seen phase 1, and I want to jump into phase 2 of what Trump has been able to achieve." She added that if Republicans do not vote, Nancy Pelosi will become Speaker of the House, and you will not recognize America. Asked about the day's news about Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and her attempt to prove her Native American ancestry with a test that showed she had 0.1% to 1.6% Native American ancestry, Guilfoyle laughed. "I'm the real Pocahontas," she said, noting that she herself was 6.1% Native American, and also Hispanic. "I take this very seriously as a Hispanic female," she said. "I stand proudly for Latino communities who have embraced President Trump. I think it's fake news when people say he is not for minorities. Record numbers of African Americans and Latinos are embracing the president's agenda. I ask people not to sit on the sidelines but to have skin in the game," she continued. She described her new career at America First Action as an incredible opportunity to give back to the country I believe in. She concluded, "I'm a proud single mother and Hispanic female who appreciates the fearlessness and courage of this president." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.